This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Tell you who, and I know one of the members of Who is a big listener. Big one. I won't get to get what I'm at. Seek no longer. Till the day because I got the answers. Timothy Leary, a little CIA, FBI bugaboo. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but I've got the next level. I've been to the next level. I know the enemy operation. I know how to defeat them. I got their number. And all it takes is courage to take action, and your consciousness will be opened up. It is taking on evil that opens the consciousness, not hanging around with a bunch of asswipe hippies that like to carry their little CIA cards in their back pocket. Julie and Diane and Mike, I apologize to other callers that hung up. I got to a lot of people, but thanks for holding. Julie in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I wanted to talk about some angle that has not been spoken. I know everybody has been talking about the Covington kids and their hat, but there's another angle I wanted to mention to you. The other reason why the mainstream media is attacking those kids is because those kids are traditional Catholics and their parents who did not drink the Kool-Aid of Pope Francis' rhetoric against nationalism.
No, you're right. There are a lot of traditional Catholics that I know that are really great people. They demonize Mel Gibson, but his dad is one, and all these other people. And I guess this is a traditional Catholic school, and I guess that's why they're so well-behaved compared
yes,
to...
Yes, I'm a traditional Catholic myself, Alex, and I noticed that the archdiocese where these kids are from, the bishop took the side of the provocateur. That bishop is in line with the same mentality of Pope Francis.
No, you're right. And again, it's the whole pedophile rings that they've sent into the Catholic Church to take it over, which has caused a split with all these conservative groups that I would say is the real Catholic Church. And everybody should just leave these big, rotting, evil churches that have been taken over until they collapse. Then you can take them back over. But the money people give the official Vatican, the Vatican has been captured. There's no doubt any way you slice it. It's been captured by the globalists, and you're absolutely right.
And to also talk about President Trump's national emergency. Yes, he should declare it. I have a friend of mine in the border city where I live, and she is a nurse in the county jail. A couple of months ago, she told me that they detained three Turkish men on the border. They had to get an interpreter. They were asked, do you have family here? No. Do you have friends here? No. Do you have businesses here? They said no. They were just visiting. Now, you do the math. What are three Turkish men from across the globe doing in a border city between Texas and Mexico?
Well, Julie, it's on record that they capture thousands a month or even a week of other than, quote, Mexicans, what they call them in the Border Patrol, and thousands and thousands and thousands a year are from Islamic countries. So you're absolutely right. God bless you, and thanks for your great point. Yes. That's another reason they hate these kids, is that they're traditional Catholics, which have definitely been targeted. You know, notice as soon as this current Pope took over, oh, then the liberal media suddenly loved the Catholic Church. And, oh, it's so good because this Pope is about as close to the devil as I could ever imagine with the rhetoric he puts out. Oh, and he says Europe's got to have open borders, and it nauseates him to hear about Christian roots of Europe. And how we should open Europe up to the Islamists, but he doesn't open up the Vatican. No. Truly insane. Okay, Diane says 85-year-old InfoWarrior, so thanks for holding. I didn't even notice that. I would have gone to you first. And then Mike in California, Trump National Emergency. And then we have our next guest joining us. And we have another special guest we're working on that might be popping in, but we'll find out as that unfolds. But I'm definitely fired up here, ladies and gentlemen. The only reason I get so hyper and fired up is you're going to take these folks on. I can't help it. I just get fired up when I do it. Because I get in fighting mode. Because we're in a fight. So thanks for putting up with it. But whatever you do, realize the power of you. the listeners. Leveraging InfoWars.com and sending people to InfoWars.com/show is unstoppable. So please take action.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to finish up with some of your calls, hit some of the other key big breaking news, then we got our next guest coming up. I'll tell you about when he joins us, Andrew Tate. But this just broke. Caracas is basically falling in Venezuela. The president here has recognized the opposition leader that many experts believe won the last election. Venezuela is now a one-party dictatorship with a communist who came to power as liberals and then said they were socialists and then said they were communists. Over 1,000 people a day starved to death. But they passed a law 3 years ago that you cannot call it starvation. They long since ate their dogs and their cats. So it's very, 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 very sad. Once the richest country in South America. Very, very sad. But thousands are coming our way, and they get pulled by different agencies, and they're still communist. They just heard there's a better communist place up to the north. Oh, they love our milk and honey. But then they get brainwashed by the left. It's the curse of Latin America. Latin America was doing great till socialism and communism hit, and boy, didn't do too well. Michael Cohen postpones congressional testimony, claims threats from President Trump and Rudy Giuliani. This just broke. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's USA Today. I'm going to talk to Diane and Mike, and then I'm going to get to the story because it's just so crazy how anything Cohen says is taken by the media like God said it. But he's a convicted liar and a convicted scammer who now is singing like a canary after he said Trump didn't do all these things to now try to get out of prison, to get a shorter sentence. It's truly disgusting. But people that I know that know him, it's kind of a black mark against the president. They say Cohen is like mentally retarded. I was talking to someone that knows him very, very well. He said, listen, the problem with Trump is he's smart in ways like an idiot savant. He cares about the country, but he said, man, he hires people and they lie to him and then he has to figure it out later. But he goes, I know Michael Cohen and he's literally retarded. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, he's one of the dumbest people I've ever met or talked to. And I've worked with him quite a bit. And I talked to others. He's like lobotomized Winnie the Pooh or something. Diane in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome, says you're an 85-year-old info warrior. Welcome, and thanks for holding.
Thank you.
So what's on your mind today?
I think if Trump declares an emergency, it'll just be delayed and blocked in the court. And I think Trump has very unique timing and strategies. And I think he should just go grab the military and build the wall and release all the documents. That's it.
Well, sure. Remember when Congress told Obama not to open the border up, but he just did it with executive power? The president can ignore the courts. The president could ignore the courts. Now, they could try to impeach him for it, but would he be convicted of more caravan slamming in, the drugs, the killing, if some judge, how is a judge in the judiciary in another branch of the government, how are they able to tell the president what he can do as commander-in-chief? They can't. It's Congress has to indict him in the House, convict him in the Senate, and they have to prove it's illegal or wrong. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Bill of Rights. It's in emergency powers. Protecting the border from invasion is the most sacrosanct thing a president can do. But I see your point that the media said, oh, the courts will just nullify it. Really, like his travel ban, which, by the way, stayed in effect till it was heard, and then the Supreme Court finally said, no, it's totally constitutional. The letter of the law was crisp and black and white. The president had that power. But aren't we in an emergency now with a shutdown killing the economy?
We've been in it. and I agree with you totally.
How long have you been listening, Diane?
Probably about 15 years or better.
Well, you're sure sweet to put up with me. So how's Washington State?
Well, you know, Alex, I just moved here a year ago. I lived up in Oregon in the forest off the grid for 20 years, and I just moved up here recently.
Well, you know me. I'm constantly interrupting. I'm always wound up like a top. But what else do you think about what's happening in the world?
I think that they should have protect all of those kids from that Catholic school, and I think they should keep them off of the radios, and the parents should protect them. They're not prepared for the badgering they're going to get on all of these negative shows. And I think the government, their local police should have gone in and protected them from day one.
Can you believe how the corporate media knew that they were harassed and death threatened by this group of rabble? And then they edited the tape, said destroy them to try to bully and intimidate people, had Democrats say it should be outlawed for under 18 to wear Make America Great Again hat, talk about authoritarianism, banning wearing a red hat. If you read that in a science fiction book, like, in the year 2019, there'll be attempts to ban red hats that said Make America Great Again. You'd think it was a Kurt Vonnegut, you know, dark satire comedy novel. But this is really happening, and the media still hasn't told the whole story. They're like, well, were they right to have a standoff with the native? He's God. They don't talk about the death threatening and everything. That's what's amazing.
Well, I think they just push everything out there they can to intimidate people, like their language that we can use and everything. But I think people capitulate to that, and they shouldn't. They should just go ahead and do what they think is right and not conform to what the media is putting out there.
Well, now that we've seen this young man, I guess 13, 14 years old, on television, they're calling Incarnate Devil. He just is so well-spoken and nice and looks like a baby. And to think about a bunch of crazed, racist nuts screaming and yelling at people as young as 7, and little girls were in there too, but they went to the back. And to have the media then target these people so viciously shows you the evil, twisted frenzy of deception that the corporate globalist media is engaged in. God bless you, Diane, and thank you for your 15 years of support and listenership. Without you, we couldn't do it. Okay, last caller before I go to our guest, and that's Mike in California. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Again, I appreciate your call. And just before I make a few points, I just want to let you know that you have the best listeners out there, truly informed people.
I do.
And I also want to just let the president know that, you know, we need the wall. I live in California, and it's getting ugly out here.
Well, everybody I know, rich and poor, from California tells me that it's getting scary. I mean, how would you describe it?
Unless you live in California, you really don't know. But it seems the closer and closer these caravans get to the border, the immigrants that are already here are like basking in joy. It's like they have a deeper sense of entitlement to the welfare system, and they don't fully realize what they're doing to destabilize our system here. But, I mean, they're poor people. Like you said, most of them are low IQ. They don't really see what they're doing to our country, but they're breaking us apart.
Well, it's a military plan. The UN runs it officially, and Trump is giving the defense the Democrats tried to do 8 years ago, and they fought with the Republicans and couldn't get it done because Republicans wanted a more hardcore plan. Trump's asking for half of what Nancy Pelosi asked for 7 and 8 years ago, and so this is it. I mean, folks, if Mexico's now capitulated, their border is now open, and so now the giant exodus out of countries that are hell on earth, and the people that are machinists or doctors or lawyers or mechanics or farmers, they are staying. And the very most criminal, desperate, mentally ill, insane are coming. And just think about that. Just think about that. I mean, people say, oh, we have the Cuban crime wave in the 80s, when Castro was dumping out his prisons. A lot of his prisons were people that weren't communists. They were actually good. I'll take people out of Fidel Castro's prisons. They should get amnesty. We don't want, though, the very bottom of the barrel as Latin America collapses. Great points, Mike. God bless you. I hear a little bit of crack in your voices. It's very sad to see this country circling the toilet bowl. And God love Trump, but he needs to declare the emergency. Great point, sir. Thank you. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. I need your help spreading those links.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Nathan Phillips. You know, I said this on Sunday, I said it on Monday, and by Tuesday it was all confirmed. He is a real scumbag. A virtue signaling human piece of deceptive, snake-like garbage. It's really hard to find words. He goes back 10 years in mainstream news articles praising him like he's a great guy. Slithering around. He goes on college campuses on Halloween trying to find a frat party or sorority party where people are dressed up like Native Americans. He then starts fights with them and confronts them, but has never been successful getting his nose broken. He still takes legal action and shakes down the school, and then they ban dressing up like Native Americans, which people do at parties. They dress up like everything. Different themed parties, like everyone knows. Nerd parties. Cowboys and Indians parties. Cinco de Mayo. They're saying, oh, on Cinco de Mayo, if you're not Hispanic or Mexican, you can't throw a party. That's on the news. The hell I will. My daughter has that birthday. The point is that the average Mexican wants you to celebrate Cinco de Mayo. So the point is that this is making everything evil and everyone against each other. So that same day, it turns out, when the Catholic Church in D.C. with 20 people during mass beating his drum, trying to get his ass kicked. And that's all he does. He does it over and over again. And for repayment, he's in leftist movies. He does all this stuff. And the whole corporate media tried to cover up for him. They tried to steadfastly cover up for him. And now they're still not saying what really happened. They're still not getting into the fact that they came up and said, we're going to harvest your organs. We're going to kill you. We're going to do all this. Now, here's the deal. I don't want violence. And the fact that they stood down really blew up in the face of the leftist Gestapo that tries to provocateur this crap all the time. They've done it to me. Then they edit the video out, make it look like I did something. The very same groups have done it. A group of Native Americans in D.C. with the same production company that broke this. So they know what they're doing. It's premeditated. But where are the adults? They ran and hid, and then the local Catholic Archdiocese said they were bad, and conservative TV said they were bad, even though that day it happened, we looked it up and said, let's find the raw footage from the person's channel, and they were there saying, let's go get them, F you white people, and marched over to them and got in their face. They started it, and still, we're 4 or 5 days in, and no one will even point that out. So let's go to Andrew Tate for the balance of the hour, a little bit in the next hour. I appreciate him coming on. He's an American-British kickboxer from Chicago, Illinois, who competes in the cruiserweight and heavyweight divisions. He's 3-time ISKA kickboxing world champion and a bunch of other top champions. He's a TV presenter, very successful guy, good friends with Paul Watson. I just like what he talks about, what he does. He's been demonized for defending masculinity and saying that a guy's allowed to ask a girl out. That's now called rape. We'll get into the Gillette razor ad. He wants to cover that too. But I figured Andrew would want to talk about these kids and what happened. And I'm very proud of them for standing down. But they were definitely trying to trick them into fighting them. And then what would have happened? I mean, this is crazy. So thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Thank you, man. I'm very happy to be here as always, Alex. You know I love coming on the show and speaking with you, so happy to be here.
So what do you make of this situation? Because I don't think it's played out yet. The media is still covering up what really happened. A grown gang of men tried to assault a high school and middle school group, and the whole country turned on the children because they were white.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely a racist attack. And chief attention seeker, which is what I like to call him, because that's the only thing he's doing, traveling around with a drum, like you said, trying to find fights and trying to get attention any way he can by simply trying to cause trouble. That's all he's doing. And nobody takes him up on it. And when he sees a group of young, white, Christian, MAGA hat-wearing individuals, it's, for him, it's a jackpot. It's a payday. This is exactly what I need. No matter what happens in this exchange, I'm going to be the good guy. And that's been proven. He walks up to them, stands in the boy's face, starts beating his drum, and the child just stands there and goes, okay, well, all right. And then nothing happens, and somehow these children have been vilified. It's insanity, and it's racist. It's openly racist. What's crazy is this. I may not completely look it, but if you can look my father up, Emery Tate, my father's black, my mother's white. So people always try and play the race card on me. I'm 50-50. So I live a very fair, balanced exchange. If I can simply see that there's racism against white Christians in America today, if I can see it, why can everyone else not see it? I know as a person of color, I'm half black, that we do not experience half the racism that a traditional white Christian American does. Under any circumstance. Never.
So
it's just absolutely
But let me guess, though. I would imagine you've had some on both sides. So describe when somebody figures out you're part African, how they act, if they are racist, versus when they think you're just pure white, how they act.
I genuinely, and I can say this from the bottom of my heart, I genuinely have never experienced true racism because I'm not white. You may have the odd psycho somewhere. But in general, if you show people respect, they show you back. However, if you come across as a straight white male, which I do pass as very often, then there is overt racism in your face. Blatantly, you're called a terrorist. You're blamed for all the world's problems. You're the worst man in the world. Overtly, the racism that white people suffer is, you can't even compare it to the racism the average black person suffers in the Western world today. The white people suffer racism 100,000 times higher. And I'm telling you, as someone who suffered from both, I've never really had anyone come up to me and say, you're a person of color, if you show me respect, I'm still going to treat you badly. But I have had people say, you're a straight white man, you don't know anything about the world, you don't deserve an opinion, you shouldn't be here. I've had that multiple times.
Oh, and let me guess, a lot of times it's white people, because we go out on the street, we have videos every day, it's of like weird women run up who are white to a white person, yeah. And they go, you have white privilege, shut the hell up, you white cracker piece of crap. And then they're like, but you're white. It's like Abe Skrilix famously says, shut up, you're an effing white male, you have no right to speech. It's total mental illness.
Well, absolutely. And when I've made a point of view and they've come at me and said racist, I said, well, I'm not racist because I'm half black and half white. They say, oh, but you're white passing. You look white, so you don't understand anything, and you're racist. And I'm like, how is it racist to build a wall to protect your own country? Are the Thais racist? They have borders. You can name so many countries in the world. Every country in the world has border security. And now you're a racist for wanting a wall? When my father's black and half of my family is black? These people are so deranged on every level, that the only reply they have, even to a person of color like me, is, you're racist. It's insanity. It's insanity on every level. And I can tell you, and I'll say it again and again and again, the only people suffering obvious racism in the Western world today are straight white people. They're the people who are suffering the most injustice and the most marginalization above any other group.
And then, yes, even the UN has to admit, more than half of all worldwide persecution and murder is of Christians, and persecution of Christians has doubled the last decade. So Christians are being targeted everywhere. And if you happen to be white Christian, then you are the most evil creature the planet has ever seen. And it's corporate America globally funding that. When we come back, I want to ask Mr. Tate why he thinks that's happening. Andrew Tate, YouTube, Tate Speech. On Twitter, Tate Speech. Instagram, Cobra Tate. So we'll be right back on the other side to get more into this and what he thinks is coming next. I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And now, I give you Age Skrelix, the prototype of the new leftist man.
You've never experienced depression in your entire f***ing life. Neither have I.
You don't know me.
You're a white male. You're a white male.
You. You need to support the Iraqi war. Will I not remind you of that? Will I not remind you of that?
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of craziness here. We have a computer back there that never breaks down, but I guess trying to play the next video is just too much. H. Grealish broke the computer in there and almost shut things down. But we'll have that here for you in a moment. Going back to Andrew Tate, and we can make jokes about this because there's a lot of other video in that compilation before the computer froze of women coming up and saying, you're an effing white male, you have no right to be here, you're an effing white person, get out of here, and they're mainly white. And so driving this, what do you think is behind this? Because the hysteria has now reached cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs level. I know not just here, but in Europe, where they say if you don't let Muslims, I mean, they're letting Muslims rape women. Courts are ruling that they're allowed to. They've got TV shows, after-school programs targeting 12-year-old girls saying have sex with adult Muslim men. This is like a mass cucking exercise, or what is it?
Well, the first thing that I like to point out to people is that the safest societies, well, we say safest, it's quickly changing, but still currently, the safest societies in the world are built by white Christian men. Like, we talk about how bad and evil a straight white Christian male can be. When they built the safest, most prosperous societies on the planet that everyone from every other nation seems to want to get into. So that's the first question. Why are you so desperate to come to a Christian country that was built by white Christian men, if they're so evil? How do they manage to build these fantastic countries that you obviously see as a haven if they're such terrible, evil people? That's the first thing I don't understand. Surely, if we're so bad, then you want to live somewhere else. But that's not the case. They want to come here. And the reason there's a war against this, the reason there's a war against the idea of being white, and the reason you see white people coming up to you and screaming this, is because before they can brainwash someone completely, what you do is you debase them and you make them self-hate. You empty them out of their entire identity so you can fulfill them with something else. So you convince them that everything about themselves is bad, everything about their history is bad, because of their skin color, everything they've ever done is bad, and that they need a completely new worldview. And when you open them up, they're completely programmable. They're programmable to believe anything you say, which is insane on every level. Any white person who runs around screaming white people are bad has a mental condition. That's the reality. But this is what happens when they're programmed. They're completely and utterly, their brains are scooped out, ready to be filled with globalist propaganda. Regardless of the fact of history, regardless of the fact that straight white men and Christian countries are the best countries in the world, the safest countries in the world, regardless of how much fantastic work we've done, they just want to scoop everyone's brain out and pretend that we're evil because slavery happened. I'll tell you something as a person. Like I said, my father's black. I'll tell you a lot about slavery. The world hasn't always been a nice place. At the time there were slaves in America, there were slaves in China, other Chinese people. There were slaves in the Middle East. There were slaves in Africa. There were slaves everywhere. That's the human condition. People were not as civilized as they now are. There were slaves. The world's not fantastic. That's the reality. Oh, no.
And it was the Christian West that began 400 years ago trying to stop it. And then England fought 50 years of war and actually went to war. That was part of the 1776. That's why Jefferson first wrote a constitution that ended it, thinking maybe they'll stop. But we had the Civil War over it. I mean, there were wars. Britain attacked more than 20 countries trying to end slavery. The West is what started the ending of it.
Absolutely. So although it existed everywhere in the world, people are going to talk about slavery in America like it's the only place it ever happened. It happened absolutely everywhere. And it was the white Christian men who went to go and die to end it, to protect the minorities, because they decided that it wasn't ethical. And now you're going to sit here and say it's white Christian men that are bad. They've done everything bad in the world after they've built the most successful countries ever, and try and vilify every single white Christian man because of their skin color. It's absolutely racist, and it's clinically insane.
Yeah, so why are the social engineers doing it? I want your take on this, but they admit they don't want the ethos of treating people good there. They want it overwritten so they can enslave everybody. That's what the corporate globalists want, the Chinese communist model where everybody's a slave, but the tiny one-tenth of 1%.
If you look at what everything the globalists are trying to do, from my point of view, what I see it all leading to is ultimate selfishness. They want everyone depressed because then you can't think outside of your mind. They want everyone, they don't want you to be patriotic, they don't want you to care about community, all they want you to do is be obsessed and care about yourself.
And they don't want you to be masculine and charged up on a mission having any success ever, because then you break away from them, exactly.
Absolutely right. And this is why I can tell you why the people, those liberal men, were screaming so angrily in that video. I can tell you why. Because they're frustrated that they have no girlfriend, and they somehow think the world is terrible because they're white, and white people are terrible, and their brains have just gone to mush. That's all it is. They're just not people who anyone wants to hang around with. This is not the kind of guy who's going to be living a happy, successful life. That's why he's frustrated, because he's bought into the propaganda. They're trying to clear everyone's brain out and just make them self-obsessed. Selfish little who don't care anything about the community, about the people around them, self-obsessed. That's all it is.
And let's put this video back up for TV viewers, radio listeners. Imagine if you were going to be on a deserted island, okay, and had to fend for yourself, and there's going to be 20 of you, 10 women, 10 men. Would you want to be with Age Skrelix and Carl the Cuck, or would you rather be with Andrew Tate and Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer? I mean, let's just get down to bottom line here. Who would you rather women? And of course, I know the answer. I mean, I'm not bragging. I have no problem with women. The point is, everybody knows what we want. Everybody knows what we work. So, yeah, Age Skrelix and Carl the Cuck, two of the famous, you know, patient zero of this stuff that we documented now 3 years ago, they are projecting their own hatred of themselves because they've been put into this failed university system onto us.
Absolutely. There is no way those individuals wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and think, I'm glad I'm me. And the proof for that is that they run around screaming that white people are bad. So they look at their own skin color and then run around saying, I hate white people. These people are clinically insane. And you know what the most scary thing about this is? The liberals, when they start programming people this way, and they couple it with trying to tell men, like the Gillette ad, to not control their emotions. Don't control your emotions. Don't hold anything in. That's how violence happens. It's not from a stoic, strong, right-wing individual who understands that even if bad things happen, he needs to keep his cool and think it through. It's from emotional little babies. That's how these terrible things happen. These people...
Every one of the mass shooters has been a neurotic... We call them incel, involuntarily celibate. They're always on Prozac. They're always obsessed with fantasy worlds and how they're going to have power once they do something evil. Whereas a successful person wants to take care of themselves and others. And we'll come back with a Gillette ad and play parts of it and start and stop it. But when you watch it, a good-looking woman's walking by dressed like she's ready to, you know, meet males. Doesn't mean she likes every male, but she's all-dressed, showing off her goods, and a guy's going to go talk to her, and the virtue signaler stops the evil white guy, because no, talking to a woman is rape. So now they're devolving it down to that.
At some point in history, your grandfather and my grandfather decided to go and talk to our grandmothers. That is the reason we exist. There's no other way it would have possibly happened. Now we live in a society where a man can't even go and say hello. I'm not saying he should pursue her. If she says go away, of course he should go away. He could go introduce himself. That's how I met my fiance. I'm sure it's how you met your wife. It's how everyone who's watching this exists, because someone in history at some point said hello to the other one. And now we live in a society where that's deemed as destructive and dangerous.
Now let's pull back from that. I was in a sushi place when I met my current wife. And she was a liberal. They were one of her friends, but a nicer liberal. And she made a joke like, oh, you're the right wing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, that's right. Sweetheart, come sit on my lap right here. Good looking blonde, you know. And, you know, we talked about an hour. She did it. And then that was the rest of history. She came and talked to me. We did that little bit of banter. You know, back in, I could tell, oh, she really wants me. She's talking crap. This girl wants to get my attention. And she did get my attention. Now we have a baby together and she's awesome. But was it abusive that she came over to me? No, that's what the females come right. Sit right here. That's what needs to happen. Sit right on my knee. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sexist rape. Talking to a woman is assault. If you let ads say don't do it, we're going to play it here and get Andrew Tate's take on this. A very articulate, smart guy, just common sense stuff. World champion kickboxer. But think about it. In my experience, I'm more like a gorilla or something with women. I just kind of sit back usually, and you know, not that I'm Mr. Pickup Artist or anything. I'm a married, happily father of four children. But in my experience, when women start teasing and messing with you, that's when they're really interested. You just tease them back, and then make jokes, you know, about them, and then it's done. In fact, women want to laugh and have fun. I found more than anything else. But imagine. My wife, she came over and hit on me. She was insulting me. She was aggressive. She was a liberal, but she was very excited and flush and obviously attracted to me. And so I knew what was going on and played along with it. And the rest is history. But imagine when everyone was such a chip on your shoulder, you can't even talk to somebody. We'll talk to Mr. Tate about that in a moment. But first, folks, they're totally trying to shut us down. And if you don't buy a crap ton of products at InfoWarsStore.com, we won't be here. I could fire up the bat signal and say, we're not going to be able to expand if you don't buy a bunch of products. That's basically where we're at. I want to hire more reporters. We had four reporters in D.C. for the Women's March. 20-something million views. Don't make a dime off it. We're totally demonetized. 20 million views so far, what our reporters shot and did. But we exposed evil, didn't we? And we exposed the whole thing with the Native American guys starting the fight and all the rest of it. It's critical. We have Will Johnson on the West Coast. We got a lot of the reporters. But we barely have money to fly people around for hotels and stuff. We need a lot of money. It takes a lot of money to fight Soros. All this, we make it easy. I went out 2 years ago. And I said, what's the number one selling thing in supplements? And they said pre-workout and energy drinks. But most of them are full of dyes and toxins and synthetic stimulants and synthetic caffeine. And I said, then get us the top researchers. And I want the strongest, cleanest, most powerful, not just pre-workout, you can call it that, overall energy, stamina, nootropic brain. It complements brain force. It's turbo force. I'm not going to spend 10 minutes going into all the amino acids and all the different types of natural caffeine, all the other natural things. It's all designed to have a continued burn. The best stuff out there lasts 4 or 5 hours, folks. This will have you bouncing off the walls for 10 to 14 hours. Now, I'm without the hangover. Nothing is like it. That's because it costs a lot. Most companies might put 30 cents in a packet and sell the packet for $5. No. We put more in TurboForce than anyone else ever has in over-the-counter. No one has made anything like this. I want to warn you, I took half a packet this morning, and I've been bouncing off the walls worse than normal. And I'm not even kidding. So I'm telling you, TurboForce is it. And it's all the amino acids, vitamins, minerals, all these key uptakers. It's it. It's the holy grail. It's the unicorn. It's going to be the most dominant out there if you simply try it. And then we'll have all the funding to crush Soros and crush Hillary and crush them all because we'll never give up or back down. But money is the final equation and word of mouth in the face of the censorship. Turbo Force. Get it. It'll blow you away today. And get the fish oil. We have the best fish oil for half the price of the most expensive ones. They sell at medical labs. Okay? So, InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. And be sure to check out Andrew Tate. All the great work he's doing at Tate Speech on YouTube, Tate Speech on Twitter, Instagram, Cobra Tate, and Tate, SHINKAI.net. Okay, I've been ranting. You've got the floor for this segment and the next, and then we've got another guest host taking over, Roger Stone. And I got to go meet with lawyers about lawsuits. I have to do it. I'm not a litigious person, but people are going to stop saying I'm sending people to Sandy Hook homes. They're going to stop saying I'm harassing families when I never did and aren't. Because I didn't do what all the left did, saying go to the house and kill these people and dox them. They're all getting sued now, too. The point is, this is going to stop, so I've got to go. But other great points is the Gillette ad we can roll in the background. This is so vomitous, so divide and conquer.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to me, it's more than just that. To me, it's genuinely dangerous. Because what I think they're doing is they're provoking men to lose all self-control. The left have this really strange view that if they teach men to be ultra feminine, that they're just going to become little puppies who will cry all day and nothing bad will ever happen in the world. And this is wrong for two reasons. One, when bad things do happen, which is inevitable, you do need big, strong men. It doesn't matter if you need a firefighter to run into a fiery building or a soldier to defend the country. You're going to need big, strong men sooner or later. And the second thing is this. You can look at humans from a societal standpoint and from a historical standpoint. But from a historical standpoint, all humans have always had the capacity for violence. We've needed it. We've had predators. We've had warring tribes. There was always a war. Men have always had the capacity for violence because it was necessary. And now they're telling men to have basically no self-control of their emotions and to give in completely to how they feel. And they think that that's going to turn us all into crybabies.
The very reason no one ever can put women in combat unless it's a totally overrun situation. Because women aren't they're willing to kill. The problem is, then they do the war crimes, they really go crazy.
Absolutely right. So, you know, you've been persecuted and I've been persecuted. But as men, sometimes when we feel angry, what we do is we suppress that and make sure we still act within the confines of the law. And we control ourselves and we control our emotions.
And, but we use the anger to put it into energy and attacking other ways.
Exactly right. But we make sensible decisions. Whereas if you want to take a whole generation of men and say, give in to your feelings, absolutely. Give in to your feelings. It's fine. That's normal. And you think there's not going to be any kind of repercussion when they get angry, when they feel neglected by a female. You think these are the people who are not going to go fully crazy. The only people you can trust are men who can control themselves, not the men who have no self-control. Because, yeah, there's going to be sometimes they cry, and there's going to be other times, like this dude, when they start threatening people with physical violence and losing their temper and flipping the switch off the top of a hat. And you know what's going to make this worse? You said earlier, Alex, about incels. No woman wants a man who acts that way. So everything's going to get worse when the men who act that way can't get a girlfriend. They're lonely. They're depressed. They're upset. They have no emotional control.
It creates a chain reaction, not giving women what they want. The men don't get what they want. The women don't get what they want. And total explosion.
Absolutely. They're going to have lonely, depressed people with no self-control running around on Earth. And you think they're just going to cry about it all day before they eventually do something stupid. And that's where the violence comes from. It doesn't come from a big, strong, confident man. It doesn't come from that. It comes from an emotional wreck. Some guy with no self-control. And that's what this Gillette ad is advocating. It's going to create dangerous people. Men without self-control are dangerous. They are dangerous people. I want to find me a man who's stoic with self-control. He's a man you can trust in all situations. Not a man who just collapses to his emotions absolutely, regardless of how.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point because it's a balance. You have guys that are cowards and collapse and do nothing. You have people that become like ninnies who freak out and go crazy. And then you need somebody who's actually stoic, focused, who can turn it on when they can. Like people say, oh, Alex Jones loses his temper. It's not an act. It's not a manipulation. I let it out to show people to wake up. I'm trying to trigger men to get conservative and Christian men who have been frozen out of being too controlled into letting loose some to wake up. But then you don't want to overthaw and put on a dress and run around and go into hysteria.
Well, absolutely right. And there's nothing wrong with being passionate at all. But if you're going to give in, I'm telling you now, you teach a whole bunch of boys to cry every time they feel sad. You're also telling them to punch someone every time they feel angry. And they're going to be growing up with absolutely zero self-control. And these are the people who do the terrible things.
You're telling them, give in to their emotions.
Give in, absolutely, because that makes you a better person. And if you hold anything in, you're not a real man. You feel upset, you just go run around with that machine gun because you feel sad. On top of that, we're going to give them a whole bunch of antidepressant drugs and mess with their brain chemistry. And they're never going to be able to get a girlfriend. And we think these people are going to grow up and be functional members of society. They're dangerous.
Now let's pull back. The lowest crime rate in the United States by an order of magnitude, you give a black person a concealed carry, a white person, a Hispanic. Suddenly, they all have the same number, almost no crime, and almost no false shootings. Okay? So they were so desperate to use Zimmerman because maybe it was questionable. So you suddenly give some responsibility. They go through a class. They respect it. Now they're like the guard dog, and suddenly they're the best citizen you ever saw. The police will tell you that. Now, that's because they go through a process. They get basically knighted that they're going to be a protector of society. Suddenly, they can be totally trusted. But they're saying the opposite here, where they're saying we have no right to defend ourselves, no right to be involved, no right to have authority. And again, it's all part of this total breakdown. And then you are lawless. It's the same thing.
Well, absolutely. And this couples with everything else. This also couples with a lack of border security. You, Mr. American, Mr. Law-abiding citizen, you don't have the right to defend yourself. You cannot have a firearm. The people who are walking into this country, we don't even know their names. They're walking in with a gun in their belt, and they're hungry and they're desperate. But you're just going to stand there unarmed, and you're going to do absolutely nothing about it. And we can't put up a wall because that's racist, and you're just a victim now. And if you say anything about that, it's because you're a racist white male. It's insanity.
It is. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.